In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. On a nice long 3-day weekend like this one, you might be relaxing with a good book. Chances are that book was actually on paper. Publishers report that the sales of e-books are down and sales of paperbacks are up. It used to be the opposite, but recently some big publishers are raising the price of their e-books, sometimes even higher than the hardbacks. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has the details.
Ebook sales decreased 7.5% in the first 3 months of the year, and they've kept going down over the summer. In the meantime, paperback sales went up 8.5% in the first quarter.
It's an example of being careful about what you wish for.
Jonathan Kirsch teaches at New York University's professional publishing program. What major publishers had wished for was to set their own prices on ebooks. They thought Amazon's discounts were too steep. Since establishing new deals with the online retailer, the big publishers have raised prices. And what they've discovered, says Kirsch, is that it's not easy to reset consumer expectations.
iTunes established the 99-cent song. Amazon multiplied it by 10. A consumer has been educated to expect that an ebook is going to be under $10.
Instead, the average ebook price right now among the five biggest publishers is $10.81. But there's some debate in the publishing world as to whether higher prices are the cause of slumping sales. Ted Hill heads THA Consulting and is a 30-year publishing veteran.
Publishing is a cyclical business, and the way books sell before Christmas is very different from how they sell in the summer.
Hill says publishers are unlikely to change direction just yet because they're trying to apply a well-worn pricing model.
Movies don't release films on Netflix first. They try and get $15 or $20 out of them out of the box office first.
Similarly, Hill says publishers want consumers buying new books at full price before discounts kick in later. I'm Nova Safa for Marketplace.